Saturday at Miller Park, it's the Cardinals and Brewers. Pitching matchup has right-hander Chase Anderson from Milwaukee and Lance Lynn for St. Louis. We pick it up top of the fourth. Milwaukee with a 1-0 lead.
Little flare to left field. Braun coming in, dives, and he makes the catch. Back to second base. It's a high throw. Thames can't back it up. And they are going to award Grichuk home plate. And that ties it up.
1-2 pitch now. And a half-hearted swing and miss from Domingo Santana. Lynn winds and deals. And a check swing and a miss. And that's another strikeout for Lance Lynn, his second of the inning and the fifth in the game for the Cardinals right-hander.
Uh-oh. Deep to left center. Braun looks back. Gone. Pinch hit home run, Alegmes Diaz. Fourth home run of the year for Diaz. And that gives the Cardinals the 2-1 lead. A little broken bat pop-up. Jerko at third makes the catch, and the Cardinals get out of the jam. The Brewers lead. The base is loaded. Going the other way. Fair ball. Into the corner. Domingo Santana has to get it in quickly. They're going to wave around Carpenter. Carpenter is going to score easily. And now they're going to wave around Jerko. Here comes a throw home. It's high, and Jerko's safe.
St. Louis finds a way to win despite going 0-14 with runners in scoring position in a 4-1 decision Saturday over Milwaukee. Lance Lynn continues his great history against Milwaukee. He improves his career record versus the Brewers to 9-3 with a 2.31 ERA. He throws 6 innings of 1-run ball, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts to move to 2-1 on the season. A couple of errors in the field hurt the Brewers in a 4-1 loss Saturday to St. Louis. Here's manager Craig Counsell.
Look, there were some plays that we certainly didn't execute. The bottom line for me is, you know, we put one run on the board. We just didn't put enough runs on the board. Lynn pitched well. We hit him on the ropes a little bit in the first inning, but after that he pitched very, very well.
On that bunt, Craig, with 2 strikes, what's the play there? You don't bunt much, so we're curious.
Well, it was the pitcher, yeah. So we're just trying to get a run. We're just trying to get a bunt down, and Brock's just got a little aggressive getting off the base. I mean, if Chase misses it, it's 2 outs, man on third, but Brock's just got a little aggressive there.
Was it supposed to be a safety squeeze?
It was a safety squeeze,
okay.
Yeah.
So he made it look like a suicide.
Yeah.
Thoughts on Anderson's performance today?
That was excellent. He pitched very well again. I mean, it's 4 in a row where he's done a really nice job. The fastball up was very effective today. Got a bunch of swings on that. So he's in a good spot. He's pitching very well. The velocity was really good tonight. Some 94s kind of later in the game. So did a nice job.
You found a formula with him, Craig, where it's usually at that kind of 90 pitch mark where you'll go to someone else. But he looks better this year. He just looks like a better pitcher this year. Do you think he may eventually earn his way deeper into games?
It's start to start that we're doing this. He's certainly pitching well. It's not always on pitches, or it's where we're at in the lineup, who's coming up, you know, what's the score, what's our bullpen like. So it's, you know, I think there's a lot of things. Chase, you know, threw 6 really good innings tonight, and I was comfortable going to Carlos there.
We've talked so much with you and all about Eric, but the way they were pitching him tonight, they weren't giving him anything. He wasn't fooled once, drawn 3 walks, when you know they're trying to stay away from you. It's got to be pretty impressive for him.
Yeah, I mean, the at-bat against Cecil, he had a really nice at-bat against Cecil, and yeah, I mean, he's laying off stuff. He didn't chase tonight. They're at the edge of the strike zone, and that's discipline, and that's gonna lead to good results for sure.
Craig, you've had a lot of good pitching out of your bullpen, but you've got 7 losses. Does that sound like a lot, or is that just the result of playing tight games?
Yeah, we've played a whole bunch of tight games. I mean, that's what this is. You know, I think the games have been close and late pretty much every night. you know, there was a couple of games in Cincinnati that it wasn't. But other than that, it's been, you know, a couple of games against the Cubs, two games against the Cubs. But every other night, that's 15 out of 19. It's close every night. So that's how it's been.
A lot of them are slipping away right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I know we've had to lead in a lot of these games. We've scored early a whole bunch. That's the genesis of that. But we've had a couple slip away, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, just on that squeeze that you used to try to employ that in that situation, does that reflect how good Lynn was for that middle part of the game?
Well, it's Chase is in a two-strike count. It's, you know, is he going to make contact? You know, the bunt is a little less of a it's just, you know, you're kind of making a choice between him getting a ball through the infield and maybe trying to bunt to just get a bunt down, and a good bunt scores a fast runner.
And if Keon doesn't come, it gives you one more at bat.
Yeah, if Keon doesn't come, then VR's up with two outs and a man on third, yeah.
Chase Anderson with another strong outing for Milwaukee. Six innings of no runs, a walk, and six strikeouts. He gets the no decision and explains what happened on the botched squeeze play.
I think the biggest thing is I feel bad about letting Keon hang out to dry right there. If I get that bunt down, that changes the perception of the game right there. You get a 2-1 lead, possibly, if I get the bunt down. So
the pitch was low, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was tough to bunt, for sure. But, you know, had two strikes, so I kind of didn't bunt anything. It was close. It looked close.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I get the bunt down, I think that changes perception of the game. And I'm out there for the seventh inning and we continue to roll. And I feel like give yourself a better chance right there.
That's such a rare thing. Council does not bunt much. Was that any part of you at all surprised to get that call with two strikes?
Not really. I knew that, you know, obviously I have a better chance of getting the bunt down than getting a base hit as a pitcher. Just the odds are kind of against us as pitchers. But we work on our bunting a lot. You know, I got to be better than that right there. If I get that bunt down, like I said, we get the 2-1 lead. I feel like it carries us into the end of the game. I think we win that game if I get that bunt down. So I'll take that one on me.
Is a sinker baller harder to bunt?
Yeah, because you gotta kind of see how much it's gonna move, and it's hard because, you know, his ball could be moving a couple inches or it could be moving 4 or 5 inches. So you gotta kind of read it and see it. So definitely a tough pitch to bunt, but I gotta bunt it for sure. You gotta get it on the ground, and give Keon a chance to score.
They kept the pressure on you with doubles, but did you realize they went 0-for-14 with the runners in scoring position? And still score 4 runs. That was a weird game.
Yeah, it was definitely a weird game, especially when you get, you know, the first guy gets on base with the ball hitting the sun. You know, I think Bronny catches that normally. He just couldn't see it. Nothing you do about that. And then, you know, the next thing, double. Next thing, like, wow, what's the dinner? But, you know, I was able to buckle down, make some pitches when it mattered, and, you know, kind of give us a chance to get to the sixth inning. And, you know, it was a weird game, but it was a tough game. And, you know, we got to come back and try to, you know, salvage the series tomorrow.
Sunday, it's Mike Leake for St. Louis looking to continue his great start to the year against Jimmy Nelson of Milwaukee. Nelson is 0-7 in his career against the Cardinals.